Good morning. It's December the 1st. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews chapters 6 and 7. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter once again. In this section, Brother Carter is discussing the type of Melchizedek. I read, "The interpretation begins with the lesson of the meaning of the names. Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. Salem means peace, and the order of the names is significant. It is Melchizedek, King of Salem, first being King of Righteousness, and after that also King of Salem, which is King of Peace. Here is a divine order which has been neglected or overlooked by many of those who propose to cure individual, national, and international ills. Men want peace in all relationships of life. Never was a world so sick and weary and burdened with problems. Well-meaning men labour for solutions, and the result of their efforts fills the sympathetic with despair and the cynic and the sceptic with scorn. Men do not get to the root of the trouble because they largely leave out of account the teaching of the Bible. The root of all the world's troubles is sin. Sin, which is lawlessness, as John defines it. Men do not acknowledge the laws of God and do not see that human well-being is bound up with their observance. Men seek peace and find disquiet, anxiety, unrest and dissatisfaction. But amidst outward troubles and the hatred of men, Jesus knew peace. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, as we read in John 14. Again he said, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Those words are from John 16. Whence had he this peace? Its source was righteousness. He was obedient in all things. And, as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord, as we read in Romans 5. Jesus has become the Lord, our righteousness. Here, then, is a rule for individuals and nations. Men are accounted righteous when they have faith in God's promises and obey his commands. They then attain to peace. When God's judgments are in the world, the nations will learn righteousness, and there will then be peace. The angel's words will have been translated into fact. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for ever, as Isaiah wrote in chapter 32. Christ will be the Prince of Peace, because he is the righteous one. To his praise, says Isaiah, songs will yet be raised from the uttermost parts of the earth. He loved righteousness and hated iniquity, and therefore God has anointed him with the oil of gladness. When all men say, "We will walk in his paths," it will follow that neither shall they learn war any more at all. And Jerusalem, the city of peace? It has hitherto never known peace for long, and the near future will once more belie its name. Beyond that, however, when it becomes the city of the great King, it will, in truth, be the city of peace. May those days come soon. Thank you for listening.